Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Girls vs. Ghosts Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
There's no turning back now.
Welcome everybody to a special episode of Girls vs. Ghost Radio. I'm your host, Sharla Hardin, and normally this would be the part where my co-host would say, and I'm your host, Beth Moore. But Beth Moore is out in the Rockies tonight, just flew in today, out doing her thing with Ghost Hunts USA. I think she's scouting locations and doing investigations this weekend. So Beth, if you're out there, we miss you, we love you. And I am joined on the platform tonight by a very special guest that I had the privilege of meeting this past December at Malvern Manor in Malvern, Iowa. She's the creator of HauntaCon, a paranormal convention in Omaha, Nebraska, this Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 7. Please join me in welcoming Jamie Chad.
Hello.
Hello. Here, I'll give you some cheers. Love that.
Oh, thank you. I needed that.
Our fateful inner studio audience, which is my two cats and a dog.
And I appreciate the audience.
Yes, yes. They are riveted, hanging on our every word. So welcome to Girls vs. Ghosts. I can't believe we haven't had you on until now. But, you know, Beth and I took a little bit of a break and had a nice little vacation from podcasting and vlogging and everything else we do and from Viddy Space. But I'm just super psyched to have you on today, and especially to talk about HauntaCon. How are you?
I am super excited to be on. No, yeah, I'm good. I'm totally ready for this weekend.
So there has to be just a ton of preparation that goes into this. When do you start planning for HauntaCon?
So this year, I got news in May, but I already had one on my eye, which was Sokol Auditorium, and I went and did that deal, I want to say, either the last week in June, first week in July, went and did some of my own paranormal stuff the second week in July, and the second I got pretty solid planning since,
wow.
I'd say, July 14th.
So almost a year that it takes to put this together.
I think I clocked pretty much 9 months on this one.
Wow.
That's
long enough to bear a child.
Of small things. You know what? I literally thought of that the other day. I was like, I carried two children for as long as I've carried HauntaCon.
And I'm sure just like that, it's a labor of love too.
It is totally, you know what? It's pretty comparable actually. Yep. Both take a lot of time, both take a lot of energy and patience, and then the end result is amazing.
A little bit of crying.
The day that you get it. Oh, a little bit of crying. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about HauntaCon. What is HauntaCon, and where did the idea for it come from?
So oddly enough, HauntaCon is what most people call a paracon. But let me tell you the idea behind HauntaCon. I had no clue what a paracon was. By trade, I actually did ghost tours of Omaha. And I had never been to a paracon, didn't know what one was. But this is where things are going to get a little bizarre, but giving you so, you're going to dig it. So
yeah.
I've had a recurring dream for a number of years, and it kind of changed over the course of a long time. And ultimately, I woke up one night at 2 o'clock in the morning with this idea, wrote it all down. In the morning, I called a girlfriend of mine. I was like, you need to come over. There's something I have to do. And I told her about my idea, and then I called Josh Hurd of Malvern Manor, and I went out there, and I told him my idea, and I said, what does it mean? He said, you're supposed to have a paracon. And I was like, what's a paracon? And he's like, it's like a Comic-Con, but of the paranormal. And when he kind of started explaining it to me, I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what it, I didn't know anything about it. And I seriously went and planned Hanukkah.
Wow.
Off of it. Yeah.
So you're literally following your dreams.
Literally following my dream. Yes. not exactly to the T. The dream was a little different.
Yeah.
It included some people that won't be there, and like it's
right.
not the same venue, but it's the same idea.
That's great.
So my Terracon.
A lot of people don't follow through with that. A lot of people would just kind of say, "Oh, well, that was really cool. Moving on to the next." So,
but this really spoke to me, and the
mm-hmm.
primary. Different than some other Paracons, my primary focus is to get haunted locations there from around, you know, in my case, the Midwest, but then I have
mm-hmm.
some coming from outside of the Midwest, because I really want, on my ghost tours, people are like, hey, what are more things that I can kind of do like this? And I'm like, man, you can go to places, legitimately haunted places, and have your own experiences. Just don't watch them on TV. Like, go do it. So
yeah.
my goal is to bring all of these haunted locations to one place where you can meet them, know what they're all about, and then kind of decide, like, okay, where of these places would I like to go for myself and either tour or potentially do an overnight investigation. It depends on your commitment level. But, you know, I just think it's a great way to meet haunted locations and kind of get a little paranormal bucket list for attendees going that might not be on a paranormal team. Or
that's really cool, because a lot of other Paracons, you know, they're all good in their own right, but this is something a little bit unique. You know, you're bringing haunted locations to your attendees, and like you said, that's pretty cool. They can interview them, they can talk to the building owners, find out more, schedule their own investigations with their own teams, or find some events that are going on there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just a totally different approach that is 100%, well, maybe not 100%, but like 85 or 90% focused on the attendees and giving them an awesome experience, and then also giving these haunted locations a platform to go promote themselves. You
right.
know, maybe some of the bigger ones like Missouri State Penn and Lent Mansion, those are ones that we've watched on every paranormal show, but then there's ones that people don't know about that are just as deserving of traffic. And I want
absolutely
to be able to showcase them too.
That's great. So how many tickets have you sold this year to Hanukkah, if you can tell us that? Or
so
a percentage?
When I left work today, it was 568.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So
you did that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't do that well. Thank you. But that's it's more than, it's Ahsoka's a big place. It can hold 1,200 people, but we are not going up to 1,200 people.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at pictures of it online, and what an interesting place.
Super cool.
So you've obviously been there before. Tell us a little bit about the venue.
So Soka Auditorium was actually on my radar last year, too, because it's this super cool old bohemian building in Omaha that's pushing 100, some parts of it are actually over 100 years old, but as a whole, I think it was built in 1926. So, like, now, if you're from Omaha, you would go
mm-hmm.
there for primarily concerts.
Right.
And there's all sorts of other stuff that goes on there. But Sokol, like, just screams Omaha. If you say Sokol and you live in Omaha, everybody knows where it is. Everybody knows what it is. And it's incredibly cool on the inside. It has a ton of character. It is not like a brand new fancy convention center. It
mm-hmm.
has this amazing ornate detail and crown molding. And it just is, it's so cool, but it has the modern amenities, plumbing, bathrooms, heat. Like, we did not. No, don't laugh. I didn't have that last year.
Really? Oh, that's crazy.
No, last year was in an abandoned, huddling, I have to do the math, it was built in like 1890, slaughterhouse.
Wow.
So, which was amazing, but it was lacking those amenities, and it was awesome, and we got through it, but it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Now, when does it not get chilly there? Like, what time of the year does it warm up?
Well, you know, here, probably about by May 5th to June 5th, it'll be 100. So I think it's spring here already. I've heard robins singing, and I've seen geese coming back, so it'll
yeah.
be nice. it'll be nice
little,
pretty soon.
Little signs that spring is on its way.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, the pictures itself were pretty cool. And then hearing a little bit of the history about it, I think it only enhances the experience to attend an event like that in a place that has history behind it and probably has a few of its own ghosts and spirits lurking about.
Yes.
One of the craziest experiences I had was in Omaha. Of all places, the Doubletree Inn.
Yes, I remember you briefly telling me about it in December.
It was strange. I walked into my room, and I was totally in business mode. I wasn't in ghost mode, so to speak. And I walked in the room, and it was just like this energy and I came kind of face to face across the room, and zoop, it was gone. And it was male, and it was like, it was not expecting me to open that door. I was not expecting to see it there. And we kind of realized each other's presence, and it wanted nothing to do with me.
Isn't that crazy that the best paranormal experiences that you have are when you are least expecting it? Like you said,
yeah.
I'm not in ghost mode. I'm not scared. I'm like, kind of shooting the breeze with a friend or, winding down for the night, and boom, it happened.
Yeah. It was crazy because, I was thinking about my travel day. I was thinking about my presentation the next day and just not in that mode, and boom. But he didn't want anything to do with me. He was out.
So are you going to stay at the Doubletree again?
actually, I am. Not during the event. So I'll be working there Monday. I work in Lincoln on Friday, and then I'll be working in Omaha on Monday. So Sunday night I'll be there. But, yeah. It was, I'm interested to see if my buddy will be there.
I hope so. Part of me. And then part of me just hopes you get a good night's sleep.
I know. Yeah. Well, I got a great night's sleep after. He like just, flat out didn't want any interaction. He's like, I'm out. Human. I was under the impression it was late. This room wasn't going to be occupied. I'm out.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, so Omaha is a pretty cool city, and so is the surrounding areas. There's a lot of haunted history there, and there's a lot of events, and or not necessarily events, but I guess you could call them events, opportunities to go and to investigate some of these places around there. I know Malvern, I fell in love with Malvern.
A lot of people do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard not to, if you are seeking paranormal experiences.
Yeah. What a crazy place that is. But it's funny because you can tell a definite separation of when you're on the floor investigating and when you're not. Some places it kind of leaks over into the common areas. And I'm sure that happens too if there's not a big group of people, but it was almost like, the spirits or the ghosts or whoever you're communicating with, they kind of know to stay in their lane.
Stay out of the kitchen.
Yes,
that's where people are trying to relax.
Exactly. Stay in your lane and out of the kitchen. So how many tickets are still available, do you think?
Well, I mean, my original was 600, so that would mean 32.
Wow. So if you are going to get one, you should probably go ASAP to, I have the link here.
You can go to HauntedConOmaha.com.
Okay. And pick those tickets up now because I'm sure they won't last through the week as people determine that they can get there and that the roads are clear and everything's fine and there are no problems. So go ahead, book those tickets. You are good to go. I have another question for you. So, what are some of the, or who are some of the vendors that will be at HauntedCon?
Oh, man, there's a list. Well, I have the whole list with me, but I went ahead and counted today, and I believe there's 53.
Wow.
But what I counted was just the locations. There will be 15 truly haunted locations in attendance as vendors. And
wow.
Like I said, some of them are people that, they're names that people are going to recognize. Well, of course, Malvern Manor, which we've talked a bunch about, Lemp Mansion, Missouri State Penitentiary, and Hinsdale House. And then there's some smaller ones that are kind of more up and coming, but a lot of them you see on Paranormal Warehouse, like the Garnet House Hotel in in the 1904 church, Beatty Mansion, Dale Mansion. There are, and you know, all of the places, aside from Dan's haunted Hinsdale, that's a plane flight most likely. Everybody else is drivable from Omaha. So you can, you know, take a weekend and go check these places out. You know, and a lot of them, shoot, I took a haunted road trip last summer and hit up a bunch of them, you know, back to back on my way to Waverly Hills. And
nice.
I hit up a ton.
Nice. Well, that's the way to do it. Get them all in.
And
do a paranormal road trip.
I did. It was mine and my 13-year-old's paranormal road trip, and it was awesome. But, you know, and then aside from haunted locations, there, of course, are our paranormal teams. There are readers of every sort. So you have bone reader, tarot, numerology, oracle. And so you have the readers that you palm. She's always super popular. She had a line around the building last year. So you have your readers. We have podcasts coming. We have some filmmakers coming. And then some oddities and antiquities is what you would call that type of stuff. It is a conglomeration of a ton of just kind of bizarre things that are all very interesting, though. And it's not bizarre in the scary kind of way. It's not like a haunted house kind of scare.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that are true believers, authors and things like that, just all coming together to peddle their weird wares.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, you were talking about going on paranormal road trip, and that's something that Beth and I like to do, is hit, you know, multiple locations on a week trip or something like that. And speaking of which, we have a very special person who just called in to say hello. Go ahead, caller. You are live.
Hi.
It's
hello?
Beth.
Hello.
Oh. Where are you at?
I'm here. We just checked into our room at the amazing Hospitality House and RV Park in Cripple Creek, Colorado.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful, beautiful place. Like they, well, obviously it used to be an old hospital. And so they've turned it into basically a B&B, and they've named every single room after what originally would have been there. So we're staying in the men's ward.
Ooh.
And the outpatient men's ward. This place is gorgeous, gorgeous.
Are you going to sleep tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
I know how to sleep it down. I know how to sleep it down. Get a good night's rest.
Yeah. She knows how to close that door. But, you know, I'm sure that you're probably wanting to just sneak around and look a little more tonight.
Oh yeah. They gave us basically free rein to go look at the rooms and wander, obviously the ones that are open that don't have guests in them, but it's beautiful. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Don't mind me. I'm just bringing in some equipment. We'll be out in, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Stop.
We're just going to stir some things up and go on our way.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Sweet.
Yeah. Take these stones and this rosary and you'll, no problem.
Yeah. I started getting out the rosary and see. Yeah. Right. Good idea.
And here's a complimentary flashlight.
We came for a family vacation. We need a rosary.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've never been to Colorado, and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a different
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget first time that I saw the Rocky Mountains, and you know, just. Well, I'd seen them from the air before, but when I landed in Denver and, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a hazy day and we're driving down the highway and then all of a sudden it kind of cleared up and I saw them. They were just so majestic and jagged and, you know, nothing like what I had ever seen because I came from, you know, the Appalachian Mountains, which are nice and hilly and rolly and tree-filled.
Right.
And to see that was like a really big treat. Well, I just know you're going to have an awesome time, and thanks for joining us. I don't know how long you can stay, but Beth would be with me, or I would be with her, or we would be together this weekend. But she is, of course, off doing her investigating and running some events with Ghost Hunts USA. So I will miss you, but you will be there with me in spirit. And you know what I need to get? I need to get one of those, you know, like the who is it, the teacher on South Park where you have Mr. Hand?
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Hanky?
Mr. Hand. I've not heard Mr. Hanky. I know Mr. Hanky, but
you know
what I'm talking about?
I know what it is.
He's like a little puppet, and he talks to his puppet, and I can be like, hey, everybody, right. It's Beth. Hey.
You know, well, you could probably get, what about a cardboard cutout? That wouldn't be weird, right?
You could just carry it around.
Like life-size?
I could definitely get on a plane with that.
I think it's worth the investment.
Definitely.
I agree. And you could be
looking into that as we
care.
That's awesome.
We're actually investigating the Colorado Jail Museum this weekend. So get online, check it out, get tickets, come investigate with us. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
There you go.
And the Haunticon. How great.
I know.
I don't know. You can ask Charla. I've called it something different every single time.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's
that's
that?
A good time. We all know what you mean.
She does that. We just kind of, you know. We have our own language, and fortunately, we understand each other.
I know. It's so true.
Most people probably couldn't, but it works. Oh my gosh, Heather just sent us a text message and says a Beth cardboard cutout that is motion activated and utters several phrases.
See, I think this is really something you could go with. There are companies to make them. I mean, look for Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan ones. You know, they Home Alone.
True.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know if you guys have been to the Las Vegas airport, but they have the little, like, they're not droids, but they're like holograph images that, they tell you, please take the train on the left to go to baggage claim. That's what we need. We could get one of those.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about there. Go Wax Museum. Just go full bore, creeps. Yeah.
Oh, that's totally creepy. We could do that.
Right.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
So back to Haunticon, Omaha.
Okay.
Who are some of the speakers that you're going to have?
So we have a couple different things going on. We have the keynote speakers, of course. So do you just want me to tell you who it is?
Let's do it.
So Jason Offit, he is a paranormal author, and I'm super excited to meet Jason because he likes to write about cryptids, and I dig cryptids. So he has a new book coming out. Actually, it just got released last week. And, gosh, I want to say it's, don't quote me on this, but it's like 251 American monsters, basically. So he writes all about different American monsters from every state. And I haven't gotten the book yet because it literally just came out, I believe, on Friday. I'll get one this weekend. But Jason, I originally heard Jason on Mysterious Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, he was super cool. Turns out he is from like 2 hours away from here. So he and I got to know each other about probably over a year ago. And I was like, you got to come. You got to be my cryptid guy. Because you can imagine, like, when you're planning a convention, if you start typing in Bigfoot experts or alien experts, you get a wide range of results back.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason is legitimately an awesome author. He has a bunch of other books out, but I'm excited for his new one. Then we have Brandy Green, that most people would know from Ghost Hunters International.
Yeah.
And I am super excited about her because I totally promote females in the paranormal. She is incredibly nice. Her resume is amazing. So excited to see her there. Brian Buell of Amy's Paranormal State. Paranormal, I hate to say this because all of these people are my friends, but Paranormal State was my all-time favorite paranormal show ever.
Yeah.
When I used to live it. Yeah, I mean, I watched it like live. You know, remember when you couldn't DVR?
Yeah.
And you like mm-hmm. made it home for a certain time slot. That was me with Paranormal
yeah.
State. So then we we all remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Hauser, who is as local as it comes. Johnny Hauser, if you've ever taken a tour of the Villisca Axe Murder House, you probably know
yeah.
Johnny.
We love Johnny. Johnny's our number one, number four.
That's right.
Yeah. Every season for every show we've done, he's always been our fourth guest. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Three times now,
right? I wonder
if
that has meaning.
Yeah. I don't know. He's our number one, number four.
Well, and Johnny, it's funny because Johnny, out of almost anybody in the field, Johnny has been on almost every single paranormal show that you could start naming off.
Mm-hmm.
He's so knowledgeable. He's so incredible, and I can't wait to see what he comes up with for his speaking session. And then the last one of the day will be Dustin Perry of Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International.
Awesome.
And, yeah, Dustin is, I mean, gosh, his face is just associated, you know, with
yeah.
ghost hunting, just in general. If you were ever a show of really, or a fan of any show, you're going to recognize Dustin.
Yeah.
And he is an amazing speaker.
Yes, he is. He's so positive and he's so impactful and he does a lot of community outreach, especially in the areas of suicide prevention. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he's a great guy to talk to, and I'm super excited to hear him on when he speaks this weekend as well.
And you're going to really hear him speak all day because your table's, like, right next to him. So you're going to have to hear Dustin
yeah.
on repeat for, like, 8 hours. But it'll
That's
be awesome.
Right.
You'll go home feeling amazing about yourself and amazing about humanity.
Yeah. I get, like, an eight-hour
yeah,
Dustin session.
You do. Like,
I've
you basically get a therapy session from Dustin.
Yeah. What was that, Beth?
I've investigated with him before, and he just reeks of positivity.
Yeah.
Like, he's such an incredible man.
And, you know, investigating
totally
with him is different than anybody else I've ever investigated with. His style
mm-hmm.
is so unique, and I love
yeah.
watching different people do different things. And Dustin has been one of the best ones I've ever done that with.
I agree with that.
So you had mentioned Paranormal State. I loved Paranormal State. I think some of my favorites were Paranormal State and Psychic Kids with Chip Coffee.
Oh,
I loved that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good one too. Yeah. How about you, Beth? What were some of your favorites? I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
New territory.
really? You know, obviously my favorite show is The Dead Files. That's my number one. But yeah, I loved Paranormal State because I related to that, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
my age group doing this, and it was fantastic. Honestly, didn't really watch Psychic Kids that much, but the few episodes I did were pretty mind-blowing with what those kids could do.
Well, I was fascinated by it. Yeah, I was like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think, the first opportunity that kids got to be involved, you know, and it was, I think, the first that I remember anyway where anybody shed light on kids investigating or, you know, more along the lines of psychic abilities, but, you know, they were in locations where things had happened and there were known spirits. And, you know, I think as the movement grows, so to speak, I'm happy to see there's more emphasis on kids. And one of the kids that is going to be there this weekend is Madison Smith of Madison Smith Paranormal and Spoopy Talk with Maddie
mm-hmm.
On Girls versus Ghost. And I had tried to get her on tonight, but she had some prior engagements, but she's super psyched about it. She has been sending me pictures of her merch. She's been
Aww.
Sending me pictures of everything she's getting ready, and she cannot wait. So this is the first time I'm going to meet her in person. So, yeah. So we've only spoken
too,
on
actually.
The phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what a treat that's going to be. And, you know, I guess if people are wondering about bringing kids, you know, especially ones that are Maddie's age. I mean, Maddie's like, what, 11, 12? So
yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity for kids to get more involved.
But they have to be 8 years or older.
They have to be 8 years or older because we don't need any accidents on the floor.
Well, and Topol, honestly, is not prepared for children. Like, they have no diaper change. Like, and just, I create an age limit because I have children, you know, like, and my kids are involved, my oldest one. But there are some sensitive topics there. And as far as, I know some people would like to bring their children, but there are no baby facilities. Like, this is a concert venue. So there's no diaper changing facilities, nor is it really the venue or the platform to bring small children. It's going to be some sensitive topics. I mean, ghosts do scare some children. My kids are weird. So, you know, not all kids are down.
Right. But younger, like that teen range.
Yeah.
The parents, at least they'll have somebody to identify with. And I think it's awesome that Maddie is doing what she's doing. And we're super excited to have her a part of Girls vs. Ghost. And I can't wait to see her this weekend. It's going to be like a big reunion for people. Some people I've never met in person. But we have another caller.
Cool.
We have another caller that I want to get to. And this person, as I bring him in right now, has, I think, a film premiering there. Is that right?
Oh, really?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Oh. Hi, mystery caller.
Yes.
How we doing?
In case you don't recognize the voice, that is Josh Hurd, and he is going to be premiering what at HanaCon?
I think the film is called like A Brush with Evil 3. I think that's
something
what it's
like
called.
That. Yeah.
Working title. Yeah. But yeah, something like that.
So not only is this amazing convention going on, but there's also going to be a film premiere. I mean, Jamie, you kind of like covered the whole gamut on this one.
Yeah, his film's rolling at 5:15 p.m. and it's included with general admission because Josh is part of the reason why HauntedCon exists. So he pretty much can do whatever he wants. Is the deal?
Oh, whatever. Like, I was presented with this idea or whatever where Jamie was like, hey, you should premiere like A Brush with Evil 3. And I was like, oh my gosh, like number one, that gives me a deadline. So that's always good. Like to give me a deadline. Like, no, that's a good thing. It's like kind of lights the fire under my rump. You know what I mean? And so that's good. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Jamie, you know, giving me this opportunity, like I have nothing but great, like positive things to say about that. So thank you very much for the opportunity, Jamie.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you for doing that. It's going to be awesome.
And it's, you know, in front of 500 of your closest friends. What a premiere. I'm sorry. Almost 600.
Right.
And probably will be
600
by Saturday, right, Jamie?
Well, I mean, you know, then you have to add in the vendors and volunteers that I would presume a good number of them know Josh, and I know a lot of them will be staying after the vendor floor closes, or a lot of the vendor floor closes, to support Josh and watch his film.
I'll totally be there.
So
I can't wait.
So cool.
With
Bella, it's going to be great to see everybody, too. Like, I just got off the phone yesterday with Ryan, and, like, he's super stoked to come, and, like, it's just going to be great to see everybody again and hang out and make new friends and say hi to old ones, you know? It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Like, our hands are going to be sore from high-fiving each other all day.
Probably.
Yeah.
There will be so many high-fives.
I know.
Mega high-fives. And there's rumor that there will be a high jump or a vertical leap contest, too, but I know that's kind of on the DL.
That's
a party.
In the last email that I read from Jamie, there was the last line there that said that there was going to be the high jump contest, and I was crying. I was laughing so hard because I was just reliving what Chris Case did at the Manor, and I have never laughed that hard in recent memory. Like, oh my God.
I had pain from that. I had side pain from that. I haven't had side pain from laughter since, like, the last time Beth and I took a trip.
I just feel like we should tell everybody that we have a little Christmas party at Malvern Manor in December, and the guys competed in a high jump contest where they each jumped about 3 inches in the air. And this is what we are talking about. And it was just good adult fun.
3 inches.
Yeah.
So amazing.
It was
because,
so,
like,
funny.
It was just the setup. That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was the presentation from Chris, like, oh my gosh, man. He was like biting his lip and, like, really getting into it, and then he just, like, and hardly even gets any vertical at all. It was amazing.
You know, there was, like, a hush that fell over the crowd when he was committed to his approach. And,
yeah, and then I think we videotaped it.
We did.
Person did.
There's video of it out there somewhere.
I think it's slow-mo video.
I don't think it's too late to throw it into the convention. And I know some conventions do Bigfoot calls, like, and I am absolutely against that because it creeps me out. And that's weird because I like creepy things. But the high jump contest, I'm not opposed to.
That's great.
It has to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
I'm going to bring an award. There's got to be a medal.
There does.
Or something given out. Or one of those, like, medals that are chocolate, but they have the gold wrapper.
Ooh, I got it. And whoever wins can get my cutout.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
that's right. Goes home with Beth's cutout.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
So, Josh,
everybody
is the film ready? Do we have posters and T-shirts ready, too?
For the film? The film is done. Yeah, the film's ready to roll. I am, yeah.
Good.
It's ready to go.
He's editing as we speak.
No, I am not. I have been enjoying some time off.
He's like, hold on, let me get the frame right.
Right, tell me about it. No, everything's ready to go. I don't know about, like, yeah, merchandise, probably not. Like, at this point, probably not. But
yeah,
soon, that'll be...
Who has a Rusty Evil free T-shirt? I do.
Yeah. I'm like, you have one.
Yeah. Stop by Josh's booth and get a coupon for for merch.
T-shirt.
I might be in that
same
bucket with you.
You stop by the booth or whatever, and I'll have T-shirts there for, like, the cast and crew that could not show up to Haunticon to get their free shirt that I promised them. Then I'll just start throwing them out.
Yeah.
Like, there.
Hot dog launcher.
That's what they get
good
for
idea.
Not showing up. Mm-hmm. I think
that's
so.
Great.
That'll be great.
Well, really excited to see it, and that's awesome that you guys are offering this. It's definitely something different. And if you want to catch up on the first two, Brush with Evil 1 and Brush with Evil 2, you can go to vidi.space and you can find those films there. And I would highly recommend them.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Should we throw in a cheers? We'll throw in a cheers. Here we go. Yay!
Yay!
I have all these little sound bites for Magic Show, so I figured I'd take advantage of them while they're in the queue.
Great. Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. And
we'll see
you Saturday.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Josh. Okay.
Bye,
Josh. Bye. Thanks, Josh.
Colorado.
All right. So, what are some? You're also going to have workshops. So you've got vendors, you have speakers, and you have a film premiere and workshops.
Yeah. And before, I really am going to see Josh tomorrow because everybody needs to know that Dinner with a Ghost from Las Vegas is coming. They're in St. Louis right now. They're headed this way, and we will have a Dinner with the Ghosts event at Malvern Manor on Friday night. It's like a seance type of 5-course meal followed up by an investigation. It's this whole awesome thing. So I'll be going out there to deliver tables and chairs to Josh tomorrow, but I believe there are still I don't know, but there may still be tickets to Dinner with a Ghost available, and it's like an experience of a lifetime.
That's awesome.
And there'll be vendors at HauntedCon too.
Yeah, I was asking him. I thought, so what do you serve to have dinner with a ghost? Are ghost peppers going to be on the menu?
No, and I know. Maybe I should bring some. I read the menu, and I don't have it on me, but it was like it was what you would go eat for a very nice anniversary date, like
oh,
a
wow.
full 5-course meal and like champagne
so fancy
before.
Schmancy.
Yeah, it's fancy schmancy, and I'm doing it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well,
yes,
I know that. I know that Beth has got to get on her way because she's got to go meet with the owners of the location that she's at. So, Beth, thank you for joining us and calling in.
Of course. I'm so excited for this for you guys. Congratulations,
I'm
excited
for you.
Jamie.
Aww,
for me.
Yeah, go have fun.
Yeah, well, you guys do too. So, I will definitely be there in spirit. And sending all the positive vibes, and I'm super stoked. I'm super stoked
well,
for you guys.
You we'll send you lots that. Of pictures.
Yes, do that.
Snapchat me.
Do.
All right, well, have fun. All right, enjoy yourself. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay, so back to the workshops.
Yeah, so basically they're set up as classes or workshops. They're interactive where you can ask questions, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 going on throughout the day.
Wow.
So at some point you're going to have to make a decision if you want to go see a keynote speaker, if you want to go to a class. I have no doubt that people will attend both. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are interested in different things.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, for example, will have a booth of her own.
She is
a supportive mom. I swear to God, you'll meet her. She's very supportive, and she makes crafts. Like, she'll have Bigfoot pot holders and Bigfoot dog bandanas and alien stuff, and it's out of control, but I love her. And then she said, can somebody watch my table so I can go watch the Bigfoot? And I said, yes, Mom.
Aww.
Someone can watch your table so you can go watch the Bigfoot.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
So actually, we're not having a Bigfoot there. We couldn't get him booked, but we're going to have a team of the Almy brothers who are squatchers.
Ooh.
Putting
mm-hmm.
on a class, a presentation about having encounters of your own with Sasquatch
wow.
in the Midwest.
That is super cool. We just had a caller, but I just noticed that he dropped. I'm going to text him. Let him know.
Aside from Bigfoot, there'll be... Oh, we're live.
Yeah. You ready for your next mystery caller,
mm-hmm.
Jamie?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Let's bring him on and find out.
You put me on after Josh heard. This is Coyote Chris, Sutton, Jamie, and Sharla. How you doing? No, heard punked me real bad in Iowa last time I saw him. So he and I've got some business. But no, actually, Josh is one of my.
Right there. Here we go.
That's
there
it.
We go.
Smack talking.
Yeah, no, Josh. Josh is a great guy. I love Josh. He's super, you know. And Jamie, I'll tell you the story when we're in Omaha. So many stories
to be had here.
So many.
Oh my goodness.
So many. So welcome, Coyote Chris. Thanks for taking time out of your night to hop on with us and talk about HauntedCon. Jamie's got an incredible event planned for Saturday, and the more I'm hearing about it, the more excited I'm getting.
Oh,
so,
she sure does. Jamie, you know, you put together something really cool. For one thing, you get one of my best friends, Dustin Perry. I mean, that was right there. I mean, so I got to bring him a pie. You know, my wife loves him like he's
except for he's
Ken
my
Folk
best
is,
friend, just to be clear.
Well, okay, but you know, he shares. So, yeah. Okay, well, you could be his best friend. I always be his best friend. And so,
okay,
no, my wife always makes him a pie whenever we go see him. We were at the Missouri State Penitentiary, and we had to take a pie inside so Dustin could have a pie. So, yes.
Man, I'm about to one up because I know his favorite candy bar. Sorry.
Ooh, I don't know that one, but I know his favorite pie.
I do.
So I'm wondering if he'd be into sharing this pie with his booth floor
neighbor.
Mates.
Oh, maybe he might. Now, he was on with John Zaffis, and when I saw him, at the Missouri State Pen. John Zaffis was there, and Steve Gonsalves, and Katie Stewart, I think is her name. She's a psychic. But anyway, I talked to Zaffis the next day. We were all in the same hotel, and he came down. We were having breakfast, and we were talking to him. He goes, what pie? I said, that's what I thought. No, Dustin kept the pie to himself. And Dustin said, well, it's because John's getting a little older. He doesn't need the pie. And so
that's cool. It's uncharacteristic of him not to share. And
no,
you know
I'm
what,
sure,
Jamie?
Sure, I don't know what comes
of
pie.
Jamie, I think we got this one. I'll distract him. You take him out at the knees. And we'll get the pie.
Coyote? Dustin?
No.
Take Dustin out.
Dustin,
no,
yeah.
Don't you take me out. I'm bringing the pie.
I know. I was like, I don't think we should.
Well, I mean, if we get to Coyote before he gets to Dustin.
Oh, that's
we'll do
true.
That too.
Then we could just take the pie.
Yes.
Yeah. Just take the pie from me. I might be an easier mark. I don't know.
Well, I could,
exactly.
You know,
that's what I was thinking.
Again, I can provide the distraction. I'll say, oh, look, a moose. And then when you turn to look, Jamie will grab
yeah,
a pie.
Yeah. I got friends that got
I can
my
run
back
fast.
Just there. I got Killer
so,
Dan class and my buddies.
So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing there, Coyote Chris.
I will be I'm batting lead off for the classes. I'll be talking about paranormal protection, and so I'll be I love coming out of the gate like that too. So I'll be fired up. So that'll be a great talk. I like to get going. I'll probably play a song. And Jamie, hope you got people there to tell you to get off the stage when it's over, when your time is over, because I will blow right through that if somebody doesn't tell me to stop.
Do you have the
so,
Oscar music queued up?
Well,
yes,
what I got is one of those vaudeville sticks to grab you by the neck.
One of those hooks? One of those shepherd's hooks? Yeah, there you go.
Yes, precisely.
My ass right over there. But no, I am really looking forward to this. I mean, there, you know, I obviously have a lot of friends there are going to be there. I'm next to Kelly McCarville and Moonspinner, you know, as far as my post there, my table. So I'm happy about that. My friends, Will and Jacqueline Ferrar are going to be on the floor there with us. And so, and of course, Charlotte and I have a big announcement to make up there at the HaunteCon.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're not going to say a word about it until we get up there either.
Nope.
Not a word.
So you guys get to be the place where this happens. And we're looking really excited about it. Yes, it's a great announcement. So
yeah,
we're looking forward to doing that. We got all kinds of signs and all kinds of stuff like that too. So but yeah, it's something we're both looking forward to, and I think it's gonna be, you know, that's just gonna be fun to be able to do it there, and I'm glad we get to do it there. And you know, it's such a neat place and such a neat people. So you know, you've done a, you know, I tell you what, you did a good job. I you pulled a couple people like, ooh, that's good for you. And
yeah,
you know, like, you know, getting to Ryan Buell and stuff like that. That's super. And Dustin.
Yeah.
And Johnny and Josh, Brandy Green. Yeah. I've not met Jason Offit, but I mean, he sounds like a pretty cool guy too. But yeah, I mean, I'm just digging the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to it, and of course, I love just being out there meeting people. So anybody that's listening is gonna be there, stop by and see me at my table. I love to talk. I sell T-shirts, and I got some books where I didn't write a whole book. I wrote a chapter in this one book, so I sell that too. So to make it look like I'm actually a published author of some kind. So, but I do. I have a couple different kinds of T-shirts and stuff. I'm too lazy to write, to be honest with you. But and so, but yeah, it's just to get with people. I mean, it's been a long, to me, it's been a long winter. I am so ready to get out, and I imagine a lot of people coming to the event are also ready to get out and see some people, see some friends, make new friends. And that's what I love about it too, is I've made so many friends at these types of things. God, I'm in Iowa so much, I should be an honorary, you know, citizen of the state, because I made so many friends there and stuff, you know. Dan Klass and I both were in Iowa all the time, and so it's pretty neat. But yeah, it's just it's all going to be a good time, and I can't wait for it all to go down.
That's great.
Although
I can't.
I got to put a canoe on my car, though. I decided.
yeah.
A little behind.
It's a bit of water up there. I see up on the rivers, and so of course where they put the highways right next to the rivers.
There's not a venue.
Yeah. They're high and dry in Omaha.
Oh yeah, no, I saw that. I figured out. I'm going to be watching the roads. Today's only Tuesday, so but I've got a route picked out if I can't take the main roads up there, so mm-hmm. I'm all good. I was going to fly. I thought to myself, man, I'm going to get me a flight just for. And of course, they're all over $600. I said, nah, I'll drive.
Probably.
I waited too long for that, but no, it would be good. I'm good. I'm up for the drive. So, but yeah, it's anybody's coming out to drive to it, you know, do what you got to do. If you haven't got your tickets yet, y'all better get them now because you never know. They could be gone before
Saturday.
No,
there's only a dozen or so left. So they're becoming a scarcity. You got to get them now.
Yeah. There you go.
You're making me anxious.
I know. I'm picturing myself like I do for a lot of those types of things, sitting there going, okay, do I think I can make it? Yeah, I think I would definitely want to go, but I'll give it another day and I'll get tickets and they're gone. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh. So I think
that's right.
Going to be one of those
situations. I was like that one. Don't just go get them now and get over there. You know, it'll
That's
be worth
right.
the time. I mean, it's a good price. You got a really good program. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
So,
holy cow.
Yeah, get
no,
your tickets
not for,
now.
Not for everything we have going on. It just, like one of you had said, I'm sure there's cabin fever going on. It's been a long winter and a hard winter in Omaha, actually. And we're still experiencing it right now. And I think that a lot of people just need to go have a good time, a good afternoon, and kind of get their mind off of the winter that we have and kind of some things going on around Omaha right now.
Yeah,
right.
Blow off some steam, have some fun.
Yeah, the bar is going to be open at 3. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
what a great way to usher in
spring.
Yeah. Does Omaha have Uber?
Yeah, I'm more of a. I mean, I've done
okay.
Uber. I prefer Lyft actually, but you know.
Oh well, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sarah and I, I'm not.
Omaha has over a million
people.
We have the Uber.
Well, hey, I've never
and
been there. I'm
plumbing.
Sorry, I've never been there before. I know they do steaks there and stuff. That's about all I know. But no,
we have steaks.
I've been in Iowa a lot. You know, yes, I'm sure Omaha's is fine. Thank you. You know, think about Iowa.
Yeah.
Everything Taunton's in the middle of nowhere. But well, that's cool. I also understand that the people who come to this are getting a deal from ViddySpace.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and that's actually a super killer deal. I was excited, isn't really the word, when I found out about it. It is 50% off of your monthly subscription, or better yet, 50% off of your annual subscription. So you can kind of check out so many of the people at HongCon are actually somehow related to ViddySpace, and you can just, you know, stream these things and learn more about cryptids and aliens and ghosts.
There we go.
There's so much content. There's anything from the paranormal to horror to documentaries, just cool documentaries about cool things. Aliens, Bigfoot, Small Town Monsters has a series of films there.
Yeah.
One of my favorite was On the Trail of Chance. And I never even knew about the Lake Champlain. I can't remember what he's called, but that Nessie thingy.
It's Champ. His name
is Champ.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's
you want to hear a fun?
There's like a name
fun little
for him.
Tidbit is there's a lake monster myth in Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah, the Walgren Lake Monster.
Wow.
Mhm.
Did not know that.
Yeah, out in western Nebraska in the Sandhills.
I thought that maybe
That's
we
neat.
Had one in the backyard on the pond next to the golf course, but it turned out it was just a very, very big snapping turtle. I've never seen a snapping turtle this big in my life. He deserves his own movie. Because
those
he
things
is
are killers, too.
I know. That's what my son was saying. He said, Mom, don't get any closer. So.
Yeah, those things are
Moth
those things.
Of the
you think they're... And you think they're slow, but they're not. If you get close enough, they're like cheetahs.
Yeah.
Bam,
he said that thing can snap off a toe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I tell you what, that deal from VidiSpace, I mean, I'm on VidiSpace. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a show on VidiSpace, and that's a better deal than what I get. So you guys need to jump in this. I need to talk to Elizabeth Saint about this. Anyway.
Garrett, you're coming so you can cash in on the deal.
There you go.
I think. I mean,
that's
I don't
true.
Know
no, yet, she won't let me do it. I'll try. We'll see what works. I don't know, Cheryl, if she'll let us do it or not. So,
yeah, well, I work for Vidi, so I get a little bit better deal than you do, Chris. I'm not going to brag about it, but...
Yeah, you're like free.
I do have a little bit of a more deeper discount.
That's how you get paid.
But I'm a Vidi junkie. I mean, there's so many good films on there and so many good series. And there's even one that's completely not paranormal and not paranormal related, which is it's kind of a spoof on The Office. And it's called The Film Office, and it's really funny for people that like The Office and miss getting their Office Fix. That's on there, too. It's a series by the director, I believe his name is Josh Taube, and it's just really funny. If you like that type of humor, which I do, it's a great series. But, yeah, the discount, man, that's awesome. So you get – let's just recap. Let's recap the awesomeness.
Okay.
A ton of vendors. Awesome speakers, workshops, a film premiere, giveaways.
Oh, we're making the documentary.
We're
doing a confessional booth. Did you even know that?
I did see that, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I just saw it too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dream too, sorry. Yep, that's
there we go. How about that?
There you go. Coming to life. I'm like, we're doing it. I don't care what it takes. Make it happen.
That's awesome. And then food. People are always hungry. I get grumpy when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Coyote can tell you that.
Yeah,
Where can people get food?
So, yes, there is a full concession stand run by my 14-year-old that is trying to she's volunteering, so I buy her alien posters. That's our deal.
Nice.
And so, yeah, we'll have normal concession food, hot dog, nachos, chips, candy bars, you know, things of the nature, soda, water, coffee, all of that stuff. And that'll go the whole time in during the whole convention. That'll be in the underground next to the keynote speakers.
Awesome. And where do you recommend people park, or how do they get to the venue? What's the best way?
So Soquel Auditorium is on South 13th Street, getting close to downtown. There is a parking lot at Soquel Auditorium, but because it is in a very old neighborhood, the parking lot is not gigantic like a huge convention center. But locals know that Soquel parking is how it works. If you park in the parking lot, fantastic. But there are neighborhoods surrounding Soquel Auditorium, and it is incredibly common to have to park in neighborhoods and walk to the concert. Do not park in the Burger King parking lot. Your car will probably not be there when you come back out.
86, the Burger King parking lot. Don't park
the Burger King parking lot.
Yeah,
but Soquel, anybody that lives here knows that's the deal with Soquel because it is a huge concert venue, as you know. I mean, no different than at a huge convention center. You're going to be doing a little walking, but we're not talking miles like Disney World. But yeah, I would say park in the neighborhood if you can't get into the lot.
Awesome. And just to get to know our host a little more, Jamie, we're going to play a game.
Oh, here we go.
Game
time. I've been on the end of these, Jamie. It's not fun.
I'm ready. That's right. Coyote's been a victim of the game before.
That's right. All right. I have.
Okay, first question. We're going to play Who Would You Rather? All right. Who would you rather have with you in a post-apocalyptic New York City, and why? A, Dustin Perry, or B, Ryan Buell?
In a I've never been to New York, so I would hope post-apocalyptic. You know what? I don't know why. My 14-year-old be my choice?
Yes.
She makes really good shanks, so she's my choice.
All right.
There you go.
We will take that, and we will accept that answer. Okay, the next one. Who would you rather be lost in space with, and why? Coyote Chris or Josh Hurd?
So.
Let me tell you something, Jamie. It may influence your decision. Josh Hurd is scared to death of aliens.
So here's the deal. I know Josh quite a bit better than I know Coyote. I know Coyote
That's
is
true.
Recently a bionic man, so that is a point for you. Josh Hurd is incredibly interested in space, but Josh Hurd is incredibly terrified of being abducted. So who do I think would be better for me is I think Coyote, because I think Josh and I might just cry.
Josh would be all in a corner, isn't it? It's just in
okay,
a fetal
I
position.
Didn't want to say it, you did. Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I included him in that question for that reason.
Josh would leave me. I think Josh would be like, you got it, girl. Like, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, I'm going to get all home.
Dave Lynn did the best thing to him. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And he even taped it. It was so great. Did you guys see that?
No.
Where Dave Glidden put on an alien suit, and Josh didn't know he was coming. And Josh was meandering down this pathway, and Glidden pops out with his alien, complete alien suit on. Josh freaked.
Oh my god!
And the camera went flying. He runs. It was great. And that's
you don't play that.
No, that's why I knew he was terrified of aliens.
That's scary. That is scary business. All right. Next question. Who would you rather train you to be a ninja pirate ghost hunter? And why?
Ninja pirate ghost hunter? Out of who?
Oh, that would help. Johnny Hauser or Brandy Green?
So, I have to pick Johnny only because Johnny, and I don't want to say what he, I can't remember if he does like taekwondo or jiu-jitsu. I don't want to slaughter the name. I don't know which one he does, but he does that. And then Brandy is a female, so part of me would be like, Brandy, go girls. But I'm like, but for real, Johnny knows karate. Like, so that might be helpful.
Yeah, Brandy looks pretty tough. I think she could hold her own. But
yeah,
Johnny
too.
Johnny's like ripped now.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if someone had to train me, I think me and Brandy might be like, I don't know. What do we do? And Johnny's like, hey,
yeah.
So.
All right. We'll take that one. Okay. Now, the last question. This is a very serious question. Who would you rather eat cheese with on the sofa, and why? Jason Offit or Dan Klass?
Is the sofa located in the Hinsdale house?
It is a sofa at an undisclosed location.
Oh my gosh! I really like Dan, but to go cryptid hunting with Jason.
Okay, so it's cheese on the sofa with Jason.
Yeah, but we're going to do it in the woods and find Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Sasquatch probably likes cheese.
I could see Sasquatch getting a hold of one of those string cheese snacks.
I usually feed Sasquatch Starburst because I heard that they like sweet, or pancakes, but I'm willing to try cheese.
I believe that they would enjoy the string cheese experience.
Yeah, I think so too. Or lake monsters. I just feel like me and Jason could go find all sorts of weird monsters with string cheese.
Yeah. I mean, they have thumbs, right?
Opposable, yeah.
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 So they're on board with the string cheese craze. All right, cool. What about you, Coyote? Who would you rather eat cheese on the sofa with?
Well, there is a nice sofa at the Hinsdale house, I will say that. So I probably have to pick Dan. Because we'd probably be drinking beer. We'd probably be having a beer with that cheese. And so, it'd be all good.
He's going to be with me anyway, so that's not enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Everybody's covered.
You guys
all right,
yeah, we'll be inside. So, yeah, we're good.
Thank you for playing our Girls versus Ghosts game. Who would you rather? Now you've been officially indoctrinated into the Girls versus Ghosts culture. You know, Beth, I should have T-shirts made up that say, I played a game with Girls versus Ghosts.
You should.
I think so, too.
Anyway, well, I wanted to just say a quick hello to Heather Larson, who has been an amazing help to me these past few weeks.
She's
awesome. She does all of our marketing. She threw together the banner for this episode, like in like 30 seconds. It was crazy. I said, hey, you want to make a banner? And then 2 seconds later, ding, there it was. And it was awesome. So thanks, Heather, for everything you do. Jamie.
Thanks, Heather.
Jamie,
cool.
We covered food. We covered parking. Anything else that you think the attendees need to know that could help maximize their experience at HanukkahCon before we go?
I just think that come with an open mind and hit up what you're most interested in, but don't be afraid to go talk to someone that you maybe don't know who they are, like a vendor that you're like, oh, I'm not sure what that is. You never know. It could be something that you're really interested in. You could, like Coyote said, make a new friend, which,
yeah.
You know, as adults, it's weird to go make friends, but this is the perfect
mm-hmm.
place to do so.
Yeah, it is.
Meet like-minded people and just have a good time.
And I would say
you can go be away from the muggles, you know, come hang out with people that
yeah.
are like you.
Come be weird with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like weird.
Totally.
Weird works for us.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to come up and ask us for pictures. You know, to take pictures with you. There's nothing I
Not
think
all.
More than that we love more than getting tagged in photos of places that we go with folks. It really warms our heart and. You know, those pictures, if you will allow us to use them, will probably end up on our social media pages as well. We love it. It's so much fun. And
yeah.
I love talking to people that I, you know, maybe wouldn't have been able to talk to living in Atlanta and working all the time. So
mm-hmm.
I'm always interested to meet different people and hear their stories and talk to them. And so don't be afraid and shy to come up and say hello. We love it. Anything else that you guys want to bring up?
No,
yeah,
just
I'm so
glad that, yeah, Jamie, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you for coming, both of you. I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait for our announcement either. But if you want to follow, if you want to follow HanukkahCon on social media, it's at HanukkahCon Omaha for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is HanukkahCon. I sound like Beth. HanukkahCon Omaha 2019 for Facebook. So is there an official hashtag for the event, Jamie, for people posting photos?
I mean, I've done HanukkahCon and HanukkahCon Omaha, and it's important to know that it's haunt and then I-C-O-N. There's a HanukkahCon, which is, I believe it's more like boo, like scary haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little different.
So haunta. Haunty.
Yeah,
haunt,
I-C-O-N.
Got it. Don't forget the I.
Yeah,
right.
It's important. There's no I in team, yeah. But there is a HanukkahCon.
But there is a HanukkahCon.
I just made that up right there.
That was pretty good on the fly, Jamie.
But
pretty good. Pretty good. Well, thank you for everything you've done to set up what is truly positioned to be an amazing event. You've worked a lot of long, hard hours on this. You've certainly had, you said you started in July, almost a year, long enough to birth a baby.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see everybody that's going to attend. And thanks for joining this week with us. Thanks for being a guest on Girls vs. Ghosts. And we hope to see everybody at HanukkahCon with an I. In Omaha, Nebraska, at the Sokol Auditorium, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 7. Go get your tickets now. Check them out on social media. Thanks, you guys. Have a great week, and I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, see
Bye.
You, Charlotte. See you, Jamie.
Bye.